This is an AudioTeach audio. Find out more at audioteach.com. How to use Emoditation. The human brain is designed and prefers to run on automatic, which is why we spend a majority of our lives living out repetitious programs. Your life becomes the mental programs you continually play out. Once these programs become entrenched within your neural circuitry, they are not easy to remove. Of course, this is why old habits are so hard to break. Our brains, preferring the ease of automation and the comfort of familiarity, work below our awareness to reinforce these programs and our deeply rooted beliefs. We become rigid in our thinking, often running disempowering programs even without realizing our brain is working against us. You may have System 2 intent to start a new exercise program in the evening after work, but this brave new thought is like an antelope trail meandering through the African savanna in your neural networks compared to the 6-lane highway running your current after-work activities. As we've just discovered, many of us today have weak System 2 functionality to begin with. So even if someone decides to make a change and begins traveling down that lonely antelope trail, as soon as they pull their meager conscious intent from it, they get sucked back onto the superhighway of normalcy. To change your life, you have to change the automatic programs that run your life. And to do this, you have to build new neural pathways which, in turn, will prune the old ones. The old neural highway fades into the ever-changing neural network and loses its power over you. To do this requires that you run down that antelope trail until it becomes a road and then a highway. The wider this path becomes, the easier it is for you to stay on it until eventually it becomes big enough that you operate from it automatically. Creating a deep neural pathway in your brain to achieve this automaticity requires repetition. Advertisers know this, algorithm programmers know this, and the social engineers know this. When you see the same talking points repeated by the media for days on end, it is because the social engineers are trying to build neural highways within you so that you think, feel, and act according to their programming. The education system in the United States is designed around this rote, repetitious programming, but the same techniques that indoctrinate us can also liberate us. A Emoditation is a short audio you listen to over and over with the intention of burning its message into your automatic mind. It is a System 2 cognitive tool in that you have to immediately break your automatic patterns just to implement it. Emoditations are based on the same concept as affirmations, except unlike affirmations that focus on the I am this, I am that, which your higher self knows is not true, they focus on a set of instructions or specific concepts that we are trying to plant within your subconscious. A program you must want to incorporate into your life. So an important thing to know about Emoditation is that you have to have an interest in and a desire to install the programming into your automatic mind, or it will be a waste of time. The first meditation you should listen to is the Thought Swap, which is a metacognition tool. In fact, it might be the most powerful tool you can use to switch or swap from System 1 automation to System 2 self-reflection at will. The implications this tool can have on your life are profound if you understand what it is, how it works, and have the desire to use it. Listen to it once and decide if it's something you want to incorporate into your life. If so, you listen again, but this time follow these guidelines to improve the effectiveness. 1. Your full attention is required. Motitation is formed from two words. Motivation, because we are trying to motivate a positive life change. And meditation, because you need to reflect on the message while you are listening to it. This means full attention must be given to the audio while you reflect or meditate on its meaning. Listening while driving, working out, or any other activity that distracts your attention from the audio will lessen the effectiveness a great deal. Find a relaxing place at the beach, under a tree at the park, or in your backyard, or in a cool, dark room. In other words, treat the time you devote to a meditation as meditation time. 2. You must reflect or meditate on the message. Meditations are not passive tools. You have to carve the program into your neural network by contemplating the message, visualizing yourself using the technique, and imagining how implementing the program could improve your life. These are all higher cognitive functions, so don't get discouraged if it is difficult at first. The important thing in the beginning is to listen with high interest and contemplate the meaning. 3. Repeat. Meditations are short and meant to be listened to repeatedly. Each time you listen to and contemplate a meditation, you widen the antelope trail a little bit until it becomes a road and then a highway. The thought swap meditation is about 15 minutes, repeated twice on the audio, so dedicating 30 minutes each day, preferably in the morning when your mind is fresh, would be best. You repeat until the programming becomes automatic. 4. Practice. Throughout the day, continue contemplating and start practicing the technique you are installing into your automatic mind. This is a must and will expedite the whole process. The more dedicated you are to the process, the faster your subconscious will adopt it, and once this happens, it becomes automatic. 5. Expect change. Expectation that the process can work for you is a huge booster in having it work for you. Start looking for the changes. As we know, mind tends to look for things that reinforce and justify our beliefs. Once your new coding starts to take effect, you'll start to see signs in your life of this happening. Once your subconscious has accepted the new program, it will all become automatic and you won't have to consciously think about it anymore. Headphones or earbuds are a must because you have to be able to submerge yourself into the experience, which is hard to do with just a phone speaker. Listen to the thought swap meditation first and start using it. The simple pause, question, reflect technique can be a game changer if you start using it in your life. This meditation is a classic System 2 tool in that the more you use it by monitoring, reflecting, and consciously choosing your thoughts, the more of your higher cognitive functions you develop and the more effective your life can become. Planning and adhering to a pro-testosterone lifestyle will become second nature. It could be said that your life is a result of the past decisions you've made based on the thoughts you think. If you really can change your life by changing your thoughts, then the thought swap meditation may be one of the most powerful tools for doing this because it programs you to catch your errant thoughts and beliefs, which are just thoughts you believe to be true. Question and then consciously replace them, forging a new path and taking your life in a new, more empowering direction. While the thought swap meditation teaches a technique, the testosterone warrior mindset meditation is meant to burn the most fundamental pro-testosterone lifestyle habits into your subconscious. Listen to it repeatedly with intention and commit to adopting the testosterone warrior lifestyle. And if you do this repeatedly, you will become a testosterone warrior, which is the whole point of this audio program. But remember, homeostatic system 1 will try to keep you just as you are, and if pushed, will suggest easy, fast solutions. But now you know its secret. You can try to manipulate and trick the body into a state it's not designed for with seemingly easy solutions like TRT, but in the long run, it rarely works out well. Our bodies evolve to function optimally under certain environmental conditions, and when these conditions are met, an otherwise healthy body is able to maintain healthy testosterone levels throughout much of a man's life. The modern environment is not optimal, and it takes fortitude on your part to create the natural environment your body is programmed for. Many guys do it, and you can too. Don't let your automatic mind run your life. Now you know the secret, and you have the tools to succeed.